Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen.
So here I am. Come for me. I'm ready.
Happy birthday week, Brendan.
Thank you. I'm 21.
Oh my God. What a terrible joke. You should be a proud 34-year-old.
I only made that joke because a bunch of people were like making that joke to me.
Okay. So you're just
I think like someone left me a voicemail being like, happy 21st birthday, Brendan.
Wow. No, at 34, what a great age. I wish I was 34 again.
What a great age. That means didn't I pass like my Jesus year?
I think that's like 31 or something.
I think it's 33.
I don't know. Which, I guess that'll determine which one of us is going to heaven by knowing what's the Jesus year.
Right.
But it is July, your birthday month.
It is 33. I'm going to heaven.
Wow, I'm going to hell. See you. I guess you'll be looking down through the holes in
the
heaven.
Holes.
Yeah, but July, Christmas in July. What a perfect time for Peacock to announce the Real Housewives of the North Pole.
Oh my God.
Okay.
And read what you have to read.
Yes. This is from Deadline. Peacock has tapped into one of NBC Universal's signature reality franchises for its first original holiday movie, The Real Housewives of the North Pole, which will star the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills' Kyle Richards and Betsy Brandt from Breaking Bad and Life in Pieces. Okay. The Christmas Queens of North Pole, Vermont, Trish, Kyle Richards, and Diana, Betsy Brandt, have won the best holiday house decorating competition every year for the past 9 years. But days before Christmas, a friendship-ending argument sparks a town-wide feud and draws the attention of a national magazine writer hoping to make a name for herself with a scintillating expose titled Real Housewives of the North Pole.
Wow.
As a Christmas lover, how do you feel about this? Will this surpass Family Stone, Happiest Season?
It might surpass Happiest Season, but definitely not Family Stone as a classique. I will say, as a Christmas lover, I'm really excited for this. I'm excited that we're going to have two major Kyle Richards acting projects coming out in the fall.
Oh my God, you're right. Yeah.
With Halloween, and they're both holiday themed.
She is like the queen of all holidays now. Move over,
she's
Mariah.
She's the queen of the holidays. So then Kyle posted this news to her Instagram, and Lisa Barlow from Salt Lake City commented with like 3 or 4 red hearts. And Kyle responded to Lisa and said, "I'm filming in your city." And then Lisa responded, "Dinner!" with like 3 exclamation points. So yeah. We hopefully have a Kyle Richards, Lisa Barlow dinner in our future, and hopefully we can watch it on Salt Lake City if they're still filming.
They wrapped quite some time ago.
Let's get some cameras up for some pickup scenes. I mean, it's important.
Well, we did talk about, I think, a few weeks ago how we could see them filming a season 3 earlier than
right
we
away.
Would think. Yeah, because mm-hmm. of the Jen Shah aspect of her maybe going to jail. But yeah, so excited for this. This feels like it's going to be a Hallmark-y movie from just reading the description.
Yeah, of course. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm excited to see how that plays out. We'll have to tune into Peacock. But we have some other stuff going on behind the scenes right now. Do you want to tackle Atlanta or New York first?
Let's go Atlanta first.
Okay. Atlanta, it seems like we're finally figuring out what's going on with casting. And it feels like the big headline is Sheree is 100% coming back, full contract, holding a peach.
Great. Great for her.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. It seems as though Kenya's definitely back. Candy's obviously definitely back.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize, like, Portia had the spinoff. I forgot about the Portia spinoff thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's deep into filming that. And there's, like, buzz about Portia maybe not wanting to come back to Atlanta.
Because her life is kind of messy right now. And to have the other women come at her wouldn't be ideal, I guess, for her.
And the brand, yeah.
And the brand, which, like, please, like, don't let it be true.
I know. That will be really sad. Especially, like, don't count on a return of Bravo's chat sure. room.
Oh, yeah, Bravo's chat room. I know. It's just like, Portia, nobody leaves this show and is, like, happy with that decision.
And look at Nene.
Look at Nene. I mean, like, look at Bethany. I think Bethany, like, wants to come back, potentially. Yeah,
if Bethany can't figure it out, none of us are figuring it out.
I know. So, I mean, Portia, if you're listening, please don't leave us. We need you because apparently they're having trouble casting in general.
Yeah. It seems as though Marlo might finally get that peach.
Which, good, thank God. But then we don't have any friends. I mean, usually we're stacked to the brim with 1,000 friends on this show.
Yeah. It sounds like Drew and LaToya are both out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it sounds like Cynthia might be a friend at best.
I heard that Cynthia's going to be filming with an open-ended contract. There's just too many rumors afoot, and yeah. it's, like, hard to know who to believe.
Yeah. It's just kind of funny that, you know, I think this will tie our two stories together well. Cynthia is kind of up in the air, but she was on All Stars.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now we have over New York a week of different outlets chiming in as to whether or not Ramona's getting the axe, like, midway through the season, which this never comes up this early.
This never comes up this early, but people are claiming, there's this big claim that Ramona is refusing to film the reunion because she doesn't want to talk about race at the reunion.
Yes. Has Ramona been on Watch What Happens Live since the, like, return to studio?
No.
No.
She's not been in studio.
Yeah.
The only people who've been in studio from Roni are Leah Mobb, Sonia, and Ebony
yep.
at this point.
Yep, yep, yep. So the fact that, like, she hasn't been in studio is interesting to me.
Yeah, I mean, like you said with All Stars, my big theory is I don't see them firing one of the housewives before this All Stars thing happens.
Exactly, because yeah.
there's so much press and everything to be done, like, in the lead up to this All Stars thing in order to make it successful. So why would you get rid of somebody from the franchise if you want to this Housewives All-Stars show to be successful.
Yeah. I think people are not thinking about All-Stars.
Right. And it's a big problem with the way that even Bravo News is spread like wildfire without actually checking legitimate sources.
Yeah.
Like, there's no real sourcing here. It's like all like sources close to the network, but it's like Daily Mail is reporting from Page Six and vice versa. It's like all hard to follow.
Yeah. Well, I think it sprung up on Radar Online.
Yeah, it sprung up on Radar Online, but like people who follow these Bravo accounts just automatically believe that Ramona is done and fired.
Yeah.
Because like no one clicks through to a link ever.
Yeah. I mean, I gotta say though, sometimes we have done fan fictions that have come true. So you just never know.
Where
the heart will lead you. But the other part of the rumor is that she doesn't want to do the reunion. The reunion was going to be scheduled for August. They're pushing it to September at least. And we'll wait and see how that shakes out.
Does that even make sense with the timeline? And that doesn't make sense to me.
Why?
So if it's filming in September, is the season going through October? I thought we were like kind of almost wrapping up. I thought this was going to be a shortish season and we don't have much.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're only like hitting like episode 9 or 10 right now, which, I mean, and they have already done this like once or twice a season, like taking a week off.
Yeah.
Which I think will only hurt because like you forget the show is on and you got to come back and blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
I mean, we'll get to the show. I think like this week's episode was more entertaining than the previous have been, but we'll get to it when we talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think that is pretty much it for the big news this week. We're back to firing all cylinders with 3 Housewives franchises.
I mean, the biggest news of the week was the return of Potomac.
Oh my God. And I didn't know going into it that we were getting supersized.
Either did I. And right off the bat, I mean, like, what a good episode.
What a good episode. Now, here's something I want to say about this good episode. I feel like a lot of times with a lot of the older cities, I don't like this style of episode where we're spending a lot of time catching up with the women individually.
Okay.
I want to get everyone in the room together. Like, let's just go. That's why I liked the Beverly Hills premiere last year so much. Because, like, we were moving and shaking right away, right? With Potomac, yeah. I was so happy to catch up with everyone.
Yeah, and I will say, on that, and just to go off, talk a little bit about New York before we get into Potomac, I think one of the things lacking in New York is none of these women have anything going on at home.
Yeah,
so we're just missing shit.
Yeah, they have a tiny cast and no, like, private life.
They all go home to their empty apartments.
Oh my God. And everyone's just like, dying in their families.
And it's like, if I wanted that, I would just put cameras up in my apartment. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. That would be a good show.
Yeah. Scary show.
Yeah. So we have full lives being led over in Potomac. Who do you want to catch up with first?
Well, I think the episode starts with Wendy, doesn't it? I mean,
yeah.
It's Wendy's really coming into herself.
I mean, we knew with Wendy like narrating the trailer, she was going to be like a force this season.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and then after we get like, how do you feel about what happened last year from every woman, which I liked the way it started with the different confessionals. Mm-hmm. And like, they were just like casually talking about like how last year was, and we got a few flashbacks, but then we're moving on.
Yeah.
And we are with Wendy filming this sexy video.
Oh, Eddie like filming it. A sexy man filming his sexy wife.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy's season 2 glow up. I almost fell on the floor.
Did you? Or were you swinging from the chandelier?
I was swinging from the chandelier, then falling onto the floor, into a cartwheel.
Into a cartwheel, yes. Preparing
for the Olympics.
A lot happens at that home. You'd think that the furniture would be in a less better shape.
Yeah, yeah. No, just like, I mean, Wendy was gorgeous before, but like, they talk about the season 2 glow up, and this is a glow up, I would say.
This is a glow up. We love to see it. So she's planning a, what's it called, a nude illusion party?
A nude interlude.
A nude interlude party.
Yeah. The kids are growing up. She's like, feeling comfortable with her career, being like a pundit, but I think she's also still teaching as well, even though she was talking about giving that up.
Yeah, she's still teaching. I feel like we heard from people who know people saying that they were in like her class or something.
Oh, can I like audit that class, please?
Yeah, how do you audit a class? You just go sit in it?
I think you just like get permission to sit in it.
Okay. Yes. Do you have to like do anything with numbers with a calculator?
Well, it's not.
Doesn't auditing calculator?
That's like auditing is like you're an accountant.
Yeah, so do you have to get the calculator with the little paper?
Yes, you need the calculator in order to sit in that class. You got to count the seconds of each class.
Wow.
No. But yeah, great to check in with Wendy. Let's check in with Karen Huger, the Grand Dame.
Okay. What's going on in Karen's life?
It seems as though things are good with the Hugers,
mm-hmm.
right?
They're talking about potentially renewing their vows.
Well, that's what Bill Gates brought up during the reunion.
Yeah, but then I think that Karen knows that there's bad news mm-hmm. around that, especially in the Housewives franchise. Yes, yes. Her daughter has come up with like a new phrase in order to say it. What's the phrase?
Oh, it's like once wasn't enough and twice is just as nice, or like
something like that.
Yeah.
Which this phrase will maybe save us from a marriage in ruins.
Yeah. But they seem to be like touching each other.
Mm-hmm.
And like she was sitting on his lap. They seemed happier, I would say.
I would say they seemed happier, yes.
Yeah. We're settling into that home.
Mm-hmm.
I think the bankruptcy and the tax stuff is behind us.
Karen's homes all look the same to me.
Well, she's like getting the van and just moving the interiors to the next one. Isn't
no,
she?
But I mean the exterior. It's always that like light brick.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of exterior, though, the editor's doing Giselle so dirty in the West Wing.
Oh, my God. And her, like, vinyl siding.
This glamorous vinyl siding. I mean, Giselle is, I think, still kind of licking her wounds from the reunion.
Yes. But, I mean, I feel like she's, like, bouncing back a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you got to remember, like, during this time, she is filming Bravo Chat Room.
Yeah, so she's got, like, she's now the face of Bravo,
so,
you
like,
know?
She's probably feeling, like, good about herself in some manner, you know?
Building some self-esteem, and I think she came in with a plan, which is what we'll see at the end of the episode. Mm-mm-mm. A plan that maybe is already been thwarted, but...
Backfiring.
Whatever, yeah.
Okay. I gotta say, loving Candace.
Oh, yes. Candace's house, and now she's stepmommy?
She's got so much going on. She moved, like, they showed the exterior of the old house, mm-hmm. tricking us, and then, like, sold, and then we're in, like, this big, nice house with a two-level entrance.
I will say, I did love Giselle walking up to the house in her fur, Giselle interacting with that little girl.
With that little girl, like... We forgot in our household for a moment about Chris's kids because we've never seen them before.
Mm-hmm.
They've just been people we talked about.
Right.
It's interesting because they are minors. So, like, the kids' moms had to sign off on this. Like usually when there's a separation, we're not seeing the kids because, like, a la Sutton, the other parent is not allowing it.
I know. But I guess things are... great in paradise at the Candace house, and she gets along with the other women and all of that. Yeah. So that's great.
Yeah. So she is like stretching her mommy wings and the possibility of like her becoming a parent, but she's mm-hmm. also doing the MBA program.
Mm-hmm.
She's also working on her music career.
Mm-hmm.
She's
also got that big old sectional.
She's got that big sectional. I'm just like happy for her. She feels lighter right now, mm-hmm. this season.
I think probably because Monique's gone.
Exactly. So she's just kind of like happy to be back, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Loving the embrace of Giselle.
Yeah. They had a good time together. I like them together.
I do too. I know I love Giselle. I can't help it.
We know.
But she's just got like such good banter. She's just like so fun when she walks into a room.
Yeah.
Most of these women are.
Yeah. I mean, they all can just, like, carry a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Ashley Darby. Very pregnant.
Very pregnant. And I just, like, wish Candace got a new house. I just wish we could get Ashley to land, you know? Like, I don't like her up in the sky like that.
That apartment feels so claustrophobic.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I can't even, like, stretch my arms out without, like, hitting something.
I know, because they're so moved in. They've been there since the start of the show, and it just feels like they've got, like, so much shit. It doesn't feel great for a baby to be in that glass palace.
Yeah. And now three babies. Who's the third
Michael,
baby? Michael.
Michael okay. Darby.
Yeah, he's the third baby. I was convinced that they were just going to wait for Ashley to give birth before starting to film.
I thought so too, I guess, but I guess not.
Like, I would imagine we're not going to see her for a few weeks.
I don't know, Dan. I think that Ashley's pretty dedicated to the craft.
She is dedicated, for sure. Yeah.
She's not going to, like, give up on camera time just because there's a newborn.
Like, she has to recover.
I know, but I feel like we're going to see it all.
Yeah, sure. I don't know what a good place for the Darbys would be, but they're in a place, it would seem.
Here's the thing about Ashley Darby is that she's so good at this because she is willing to put it all out there. She's just like, expose it all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like warts, and there've been a lot of warts and all.
Sure. And like, besides like being willing to show the messiness of her life, she's also so good with the other women.
Mm-hmm. Her facial expressions in, like, the group scenes.
Yes. A plus. Okay. My girl, Robin Dixon.
Now, this was a tough scene.
Dimes are tough. This is, like, we're getting into, like, the COVID depths that we have, like, dipped our toe into it, like, in OC and, like, to an extent, New York as well.
It's just, like, we're at, like,
acai bowl.
Me being Jessica Wilde. Yes. I love this drink. We're at, like, a smoothie place, like, doing orders. And it's just, like, I mean, I felt for one in one instance where back then, I'm not sure if I'm taking my mask off inside at the smoothie place. But then he lost me with his like non-supportive ass.
Yeah.
Like his girlfriend / ex-wife is like obviously like going through.
Slash fiance
is obviously like going through something that is bigger than just like pull yourself up from your bootstraps and like get up before whatever time. I mean, like, it's like, come on, be a little more supportive, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, we're only seeing like a small sliver of.
But we saw more in the trailer for the season. It feels like this is the storyline.
Yeah. It's rough to see my girl going through this.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, the sleeping until noon is pretty bad.
It happens.
Like, Kathy Elden could sleep till noon. Like, we got some, like, tax payments to pay off here at the Dixon
Hall. And some young children. But I mean, like, it sounds like she's going through something.
Yes,
Don't jump to judgment, Dan or Juan.
I am jumping to support. I want those hats flying off the shelf. Let's get those hats into people's hands.
Let's get those hats.
Okay.
Have you ordered one?
No, because like the one I really wanted to was not in stock. So let's get those hats in stock.
It doesn't sound like you're jumping to support that quickly.
Yeah. I will tune in. I will like check the website, see if there's something I can help Robin with.
Okay.
Okay. So have we hit all our old friends? I think so. We don't meet Mia until the car ride over.
Right.
Which is exactly interesting. But we're all heading over. Now, this is something I have not really wrapped my head around. I think we touched down on it during like Cameron's blessing party or whatever that was.
Mm-hmm.
With how far the Osefos live compared to everyone else.
Yes.
It seems as though we are traveling hours to get to the USFOs.
Yeah, well, Maryland's a big state. I'm currently in Maryland.
Okay.
And so I'm on the way other side from where Potomac is. So I'm on the eastern shore. Potomac is, like, I think west or central.
Okay, okay.
And then, like, Baltimore is, like, right next to Annapolis, which is, like, right next to the Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah, yeah.
And it sounds like they live north of Baltimore, which is, like, you're going all the way east to Baltimore from Potomac, and then you're going north from Baltimore.
Yeah, I mean, the Roni and Ronj women live closer to each other than this cast lives to each other.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, well, the Roni women, like, miles-wise, live probably the closest.
I know, but I'm saying, like, Roni and Ronj.
Oh, I see what you mean.
To, like, each Dorinda other.
Lives close, Dorinda lives, like, closer to Dolores than Wendy lives to anyone. Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
It sounds like Wendy's almost in Delaware.
let's start another franchise. But sadly, Candace cannot come because she is in the commode.
Yes.
From some food poisoning. And there's, like, some speculation, but, like, I think Candace is a professional.
I feel like Candace would have come.
Especially, like, now that Monique's out of the picture, I think there's no filming that Candace will say no to.
I mean, because her thing with Karen isn't, like, as big as her thing with Monique, and I feel like she was showing up to things last year with the possibility of Monique being there, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, okay, so I love Giselle walking into an empty home.
I mean, I will say, Wendy kind of amateur move to let Giselle roam your home.
Yes. No one has been to this home.
I know.
Yeah.
And it's like some, like, I think Eddie let Giselle in, then he went upstairs.
No, wasn't it the man? Oh,
no, that was.
Oh, okay.
I think the man who's, like, helping catering let Robin in.
Okay. Yeah.
And then Robin and Giselle got up to their green-eyed bandit.
Yes.
Antics.
They were about to just, like start robbing the home.
Yeah.
So that was fun. Just, like, having them snoop around and, like, check the table settings and where's, like, Candace's card and blah, blah, blah.
And, like, who are the special guests going to be? Let's guess that.
Who's Mia? I don't know Mia. Do you know Mia? Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I love Ashley hobbling in 12 months pregnant.
I mean, like, what a good sport.
Like, she brings the shoes that won't wrap around her pregnant feet.
It's like she knows what she's doing here. She is such a good player on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Always willing to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy finally comes down and greets them before Karen and Mia arrive.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of everyone's nude looks?
I loved it all. I mean, even Giselle, who everyone drags her for the fashions, I, like, liked the look.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
But I bet, like, Wendy was like, va-va-voom, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, even her look before she did the reveal was va-va-voom.
Oh, yeah, with, like, the little silk robe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did love the shadiness in terms of the butt flashbacks.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
The editors in Potomac always get it right.
They know how to have fun. Mia and Karen show up. We're all meeting Mia for the first time. We're getting to know Mia. Mia's talking about her job, her family, her husband. The conversation about the age difference between her and the husband, I was cackling with the fucking numbers on the screen.
Oh my God. It's just like, it was so good. Them trying to do math, like, bring the calculator out, please.
How does this woman not know off the top of her head the age difference between her and her husband when it is such an age difference?
She's just going through life in love.
Yeah. Just love wins.
Yeah, love wins. Love wins. Love doesn't count.
Yeah. But I love, it's a, we're seeing a different profession from her, having a chiropractic franchise is something we have not seen before.
I know.
It's like adjacent. It feels like adjacent to like a Carrie Duber laser like plastic surgery lab.
Yeah, I was going to say like Heather Gay, yes. Adjacent to.
Yeah. But like a chiropractor, that is something else, you know?
I know. They like touch your bones.
Yeah. Have you ever gone to one?
No.
Yeah.
Not, never mind.
What? Are you shy? What's wrong with a chiropractor?
I was going to say, I've gone to a chiropractor, but not in that way.
You have gone to a chiropractor.
No, like I've like seen a chiropractor, like dated. Like.
Oh, wow. Oh my God, he touched your bones. Oh my God, I did not know this, Brendan.
No, it was long ago.
Wow. Interesting. Did you get any adjustments?
No. Not like that.
Okay. So I was like really afraid to go to a chiropractor for the longest time. But maybe like...
Because your bones are very frail, right?
Not quite. But like you hear crazy stories. And I think like even still it's like... I'm not trying to go every week. But there was a few years back where like my lower back was so effed up. And I got to say, like, he did a little zhuzhing, and I was as good as new.
You see those videos, though, on, like, TikTok, ooh, where it's, like, the sounds that they make. It's like, ugh.
Yeah. It's like, how do you even know what you're doing?
I know.
Like, how can you tell from just looking at me and feeling me, like, that's precisely what you need to do?
Is it science?
It's science fiction. Wow. Yeah. So curious to see that play out. But we sit down to dinner, and I thought it was interesting that this was that. Remember that random little teaser clip that made no sense?
Oh, yeah.
That it was from this, you know?
Oh, I expected it to be in the first episode.
I did too, but like I was just shocked that we got here in the first episode. You know?
Right.
Like we wasted no time.
Yeah. I mean, these women are professionals.
Yeah. I mean, before we get to Karen and Giselle, it was interesting seeing Wendy, like fresh off of her own freshman year, like mm-hmm. going in so hard on Mia right away.
I know, but she got a haze.
Yeah, she's got a haze. The saying, like, did you get your... No. Did Mia admit to getting her C word done?
I think she did.
Yeah. That was... Oh, yeah, she did. And Ashley was, like, joking about it in the confessional.
Oh, my God. Did Mia admit to getting her C word done? You just said.
I'm, like, shy. Oh, my God. So that was interesting hazing. And then we get into truly the Karen Giselle.
So I have something to say about this before okay. we go into it. Really, we're getting a different taste of them.
Ooh.
And it feels like, at least on the show proper, it feels like we've reached a different level and it's a level that I'm almost afraid to go to.
Yeah. I'm afraid to. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like on the show, it's like, we are no longer pretending to be friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're not doing the frenemy bit.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just doing enemy. And I will say, I'll give Karen Huger credit on Watch What Happens Live. She did kind of like walk back from there, or at least was like, said, I like Giselle, or like was saying that
yeah,
kind of stuff
okay, okay.
in order to not make it as harsh as it came across in this first episode. Because didn't it feel like we were like getting to a point where it's like, we have never been here. Usually we do like a little banter and pretend to be friends and yeah. then we go after each other.
Yeah. I mean, the beauty of like Karen and Giselle has always been like a little tit for tat, a little patty cake. And then like, mm-hmm. we go like back and forth.
Yeah. But then like Giselle comes in with, Karen, I don't like you, and I have so much information on you. Because she's been burned at the reunion.
Yes.
And she goes, I have so much information on you, and I'm not going to drop it all here. I'm going to drop it when you're least expecting it.
I'm gonna sprinkle it through. She's actually saying I'm gonna sprinkle it throughout the entire season.
Yes, which like appreciate because we've never seen that, but like it's also scary.
Yeah, it's scary.
And then after that, Karen starts talking about how Giselle has a hot box, which I feel like has been like the big thing of conversation since the show aired.
What does this mean? And
everyone's trying to figure out what it means.
Well, also,
Karen
said something about Sing Sing, and like Andy asked her about that because that's a jail, and he's like, "What are you talking about?" And then she like apparently didn't even know what she was talking about.
She didn't really know what she was talking about, but I also thought, watching the episode, I thought she was talking about karaoke because Sing Sing is the karaoke place in the East Village.
Oh my God. Yes, she loves karaoke, Giselle.
And, but like, I mean, like, obviously we know hotbox is like when you hotbox a car, it means like you smoke weed in the car.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's about that. It's implied that it's like a sexually transmitted infection or something.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. But isn't it Jamal that has the hot box then?
I don't know, but then Giselle in her confessionals was like, I've got the WAP box.
Yeah. And Karen has the dry one.
Yeah, which she said before.
Yeah, because the ding-a-ling doesn't work.
Yeah, the ding-a-ling doesn't work. But then, like, Giselle's, like, fine with, like, Karen saying, well, like, Jamal's ding-a-ling is working all over the place. Mm-hmm. And, like, Giselle's like, at least it works. So it's like, I mean, the way Giselle is like in this episode, just like giving up on the relationship,
yeah,
like not even pretending that she wants to move forward with that relationship, is actually kind of iconic.
Yeah. But it's also interesting in terms of like, she's also admitting that things are close to over with Jamal as well.
Right.
So it's kind of like, well, you're really like getting into this to defend your relationship, but that relationship doesn't even exist anymore, really.
I know. I mean, Giselle is a confusing, beautiful creature, and yeah, that's why we love her.
Yeah. Wow. Well, to be continued, cannot wait to go on this journey with our gals, who we love so much.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into New York.
So, this episode took a left turn in a way I was not expecting.
I know. This was a wild ride. We're picking up with a to be continued at the tattoo parlor.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't expecting us to go to where we went in the tattoo parlor in terms of like, we had that little fight in the like cocktail lounge.
Right.
We're going over to dinner and then Ebony has an announcement.
Well, Leah tells everyone that Ebony has an announcement and then like Ebony starts choking up and the announcement is that her grandmother died that morning.
Which, I did not know that was going to be happening.
Yeah, and I will say, all the women literally rally around her.
Yeah, so that was very nice.
In, like, a nice moment, and it feels like we're moving past from the previous conversation.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get those tattoos.
Which Ramona's, like, begging Ebony not to.
Which was kind of funny. But Ebony's going to get her grandmother's name.
Yeah.
And Leah's going to get her grandmother's name. What did Luann get again?
Oh, did she end up getting something or not?
She got something.
Oh, I'm sure she probably like showed it off on her Instagram, but it just wasn't like a moment in the show, really.
It wasn't. I mean, the moment was more important for like Leah and Ebony, I feel like.
Yeah. But this is where things start with Sonia and Bershon.
Mm-hmm.
Because Sonia's saying, like, oh, I don't want to defame my body.
Right.
And, like, she's being judgmental. And then Bershon is like, oh, well, you're being judgmental. And then Sonia's like, well, I would never judge anybody.
I mean, it's just, like, Sonia talking in circles again. Because, like, we've seen Sonia be judgmental about tattoos, like, last season.
Yeah, exactly. So, it was interesting because, like, they had that moment. And then they were like kind of arm in arm when we have our activity the next day.
I know, it's wild.
Yeah. So that's that night. We wake up the next morning. Sonia and Ramona are like in bed together. lounging about.
Mm-hmm.
Other gals are like getting their glam done.
The commitment to the daytime glam with Leah and Ebony really is interesting.
It really speaks to something that we discussed in our Patreon bonus episode this week.
Oh, wow.
The Beverly Hills Housewives ranking in terms of the impact, for better or worse, that Erika Jayne has had on the show.
Wow, what a seamless promotion of the Patreon.
I know. So besides that, obviously you have our pre-show as well on the Patreon. But yeah, the glam. Like, do we need glam to go look at the, like, settler reenactment?
This isn't like, this isn't Plymouth Rock where I've been. It's something different,
it's
right?
Something else. It's just like old-time Salem life.
Can I tell you something about Massachusetts as somebody who was born there and went to college there?
Okay, tell us.
They love reenactment shit.
They love it.
It's like you go to Plymouth Rock, they're reenacting.
Yeah.
You go to this place, they're reenacting. You go to Old Sturbridge Village in Central Mass, they're what? Reenacting.
Okay. I don't want to give Luann credit, but when she and Ramona ran off when it was like time to put on the costumes, I wonder if Lou was like, I should not be dressing up anymore.
Right. I've done enough.
Like, does she have that in her to like realize that? Or was it just like a happy coincidence for her that she was not dressing up?
I think she just kind of wanted to like preserve her look or whatever.
Yeah, sure. Her like bell-bottom jeans look. Yeah. But Leah and Sonia Rita are putting on a little bonnet. You know, we're walking around. So it's interesting being at this event, filmed during the fall of last year, like watching the COVID protocols at play at this like random outside, like historical reenactment in terms of like, oh, two of you at one time can walk into the log cabin. It's like, what?
It just like makes no sense. Like these women who are spending their weekend together.
Yeah.
And like every waking hour together. It's just like, it's B.
It's what?
It's B, like BS.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So yeah, but so here we have Brishan and Sonia like chatting. I did love the juxtaposition of Sonia rambling to Brishan and Ebony and Leah overhearing it and being like, oh, she's going on to the townhouse.
She's going on again.
She's
yeah.
doing this. She's doing, which, like, is the truth, you know? Like,
it's like, literally, I think I've seen this film before and I didn't like the ending.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's interesting, like, Leah talking to Ebony about it as though, like, you know, Ebony was around last season. But the truth is, it's like, Leah's talking to Ebony about it as Ebony is a fan of the show and already knows what we're doing.
Yeah, but I also feel like Sonia goes into these rumblings even earlier this season.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like in the Hamptons and that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's like with Sonia this year, we're getting like, she'll have a great episode and then she'll have like a disaster episode.
It is literally like high highs and low lows.
Yeah. And while Brishan loses her mind later, like, she's also not that wrong.
I know.
But okay, let's get to that. Let's get over to Salem proper. We're going out to dinner at this Italian restaurant.
Wait, but we're getting ready to go to dinner first. Is the Ramona, did Ramona poop or did she not poop?
Yes.
Because I feel like this is another narrative that is like getting a little carried away.
Yeah.
With Ramona. I keep on seeing it like everywhere. People like thinking, I think it was makeup.
But like, what makeup is that?
Like if you have like a palette, like maybe something breaks and it would end up on the floor like that.
It just looked a little gloopy to me, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. Like I think this is like corny and it's like enough. However, Sonia's reaction to it was funny to me in terms of like she is purely reacting and it's just her and the camera. Something about that was like really funny to me.
Yeah. She's directing the scene.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, enough booping. But we're going to dinner. We're at this little Italian restaurant. Luann speaking to the owner in Italian. Classic. I gotta say though, like, Luann sounds much more natural at it than a Dorit Kemsley does.
Well, duh. Because Luann, like, lived in Italy and was on Italian television.
Yeah, but Dorit lived in Italy as well.
She wasn't on Italian television.
Okay, I guess that's the big diff, right?
Like, Luann had to, like, actually speak it. Like, Dorit could get by with not really being a true speaker.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Bershon. She kind of jumps out the window.
She definitely jumps out the window, but I also feel like she foresaw what the audience eventually saw months later.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like, girls, we're filming a show here.
Yeah. Like, you all are boring. And, like, the way that Luann gets, like, so mad and self-important about this, I'm like, calm down.
Yeah. I mean, it is difficult for Bershon to be calling to women who are, like, working on their sobriety boring, because it's like, well, what do you want me to do? Like, you know?
Sure.
But then at the same, so, but then, like, so then Ramona jumps on a table like it's Andy Cohen's baby shower. All over
I know. Again. I mean, she learned that from Lisa Rinna.
Yeah. Okay, so that's one thing. But Bershon getting into it with Sonia was just a wild fight.
I know. It made no sense.
I saw, like, a tinge of what her point was in terms of, like, calling Sonia the clown. Because, like, Sonia has the bit, you know?
Yeah.
Which I think Bershon is a viewer of the show, and it's like, Sonia, like, it's always this and this. And I'm twerking, I'm tweaking, and this, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, like, I think, unfortunately, like, Luann and Ramona also view Sonia like that, but they don't say that in quite a blunt way.
Yes, yes, yes. But then, like, the way everyone was ready to, like, Salem witch trial Bershon.
I know.
They were like, how dare you ever speak to us this way? It's like, all right, guys, chill. She's calling you grandmas and her a clown. Like, she didn't kill anyone, you know?
I know. But it's like the attitude of the women this year. It's like, with Heather, too. It's like, they want to set everyone on fire.
Yeah. Like, let her say something wrong and you could, like, get into it. But, like, you don't got to send her packing home.
I know. Which they don't. We see her in the around the cauldron with them next episode.
Yeah, but in the preview, it's kind of like, oh, like, Bershon, like, she's got to figure this out real quick.
Right.
But, so, like, everyone kind of just storms out. Sonia and Ramona walking with Bershon. The chugging of the wine through the mask is, like, a mystery that will never be solved.
It is a medical mystery. I cannot figure it out for the life of me, no matter how many times I watch it. I expect to see the wine come down through the front of the mask, but it never does.
I mean, at least, like, a drop of red wine. Because she's drinking red wine. It's one thing if she's drinking white and, like, maybe you're, like, the camera's not picking it up.
What is this mask made out of?
Clearly, is this protecting anybody?
I don't know. Yeah, like, really did fail the droplet test.
Yeah.
Didn't it?
So, that was wild. Them running back to get the scarf. Bershon just has to, like, walk home. Then we're hanging out in the library. Leah's doing her yoga poses.
It's like, ugh.
The library was rough. Yeah. It was rough times at the library.
There was just, like, a sadness to that scene.
There is a sadness. It's like, let's just all go to bed, guys. Like, we got enough for this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I think, like, they are really suffering under filming during COVID. As we mentioned before, mm-hmm. the fact that they don't have things going on in their lives personally, mm-hmm. I think does not help.
Yeah.
But I don't, like, want to give up on Roni, though.
Oh, I'm never giving up. And I, like, I will say, at least Bershon brought us something completely different.
Yeah, I was not expecting what transpired in this episode.
I thought she was going to be a suck up till the end, but she just really, like, laid it down and was like, you're all boring and grandmas and a clown.
And it was funny watching Ramona bring in a friend and actually stand by that friend, because Elise did mm-hmm. not get this treatment last year.
I know, and Elise didn't do shit.
Yeah. Oh my, could you imagine if Elise should have been in with us?
I know, she really should have.
Especially with that, like, that bond she was forming with Leah Mobb towards the end of last, like,
yeah.
the airing of the show last year.
Yeah.
Wow, R.I.P. Elise. Okay, let's do some Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Now, I feel like this season is finally starting to shift. I mean, we're picking up with the Jealous of Your Leather Pants, right?
Yeah, I do feel like it's unfortunate, like the COVID thing. It's like we were building to exciting times.
Yeah.
Involving people who weren't Erica, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, we had the Crystal versus Sutton thing going, and then, like, COVID hit.
But I do think this event was a good end point for Crystal versus Sutton, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do they still get into it later on in the season? I don't, like, recall anything else.
The only scenes that we saw were from this event.
Yeah.
Like her calling her, what I forget what she says. You're an awkward person.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. You're an awkward person. But I mean, like, Crystal will not give an inch.
I know.
And it's funny that if it's two different episodes, but obviously the same day. Mm-hmm. But Garcelle keeps saying, like, what do you need from her? And, like, Garcelle's not picking up on the fact that Crystal's not going to give her anything she needs. So, like,
right.
that line of questioning is not going to help anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't near the end of it, like, Sutton made a joke or something that kind of, like, I felt like cut the tension a little bit.
It was, like, next time lock your door
yeah,
or something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. And then COVID strikes, which strikes us, like, 3 or 4 days after this event.
I know. Which is
like, oh, we're all at risk in contact.
I know. So Kyle, Dorit, and Kathy all got it.
Yeah. But this was primarily like an outdoor event at the Rena Hamlins. So, like, that probably mm-hmm. helped them to some degree.
Yeah. But then we're, like, zooming. We're in different Zooms with different people.
Now, I got to say, they did a good job, I thought.
Yeah, I thought better than most.
Dallas and OC. Well, OC, they were truly, like, the pioneers of, like,
I know. Ugh.
Like, in fucking March and April figuring this shit out.
I know.
But I thought the cinematography was good.
It also helped that they had a big news story to talk
yeah.
about.
Yeah, they had something to talk about.
Like, they had COVID to talk about initially, but then we weren't only talking about COVID, we had Erica to talk about. And that was at least interesting. And we could do a couple Zooms with Erica, and that was, like, fine. And seeing her, like, sit on the bed and, like, deny. And then in a confessional say, like, I can't answer that, and, like, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. About the Boeing lawsuit.
Yeah. And then we're not spending our entire time in Zoom, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
We're now moving to upstairs, downstairs.
Romeo and Juliet scenes.
Yes, balcony. Which, like, should you be downwind from somebody's, like, COVID droplets?
I think the distance hopefully is helpful.
Yeah. So we're getting that both with Kyle and Garcelle, and then Dorit and who's Dorit?
Rena, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. But that one was a flashback. That wasn't a true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it wouldn't be the season if we're barely seeing Dorit. So.
I know.
Okay, so the Kyle and and Kathy catching up. First of all, just like Kathy hooting to the winds to Sue.
I know.
And the craft project of the wreaths.
With the dolls.
Looked like something you would cook up.
Am I Kath? I mean, like, I would also be howling at the dog.
Yeah, you sure would. But, like, with those, like, creepy baby dolls, like, you certainly would be up to some of that.
Oh, I would love to be invited over for craft night at Kathy Hilton's.
Yeah. It was interesting watching Kyle kind of vent to Kathy, but Kathy wasn't really, like, giving her much advice or, like, comforting her. Like, Kyle was just, like, crying to a wall.
She was kind of just like, everyone feels like that.
Yeah. I wonder, like, I don't know. I'll give Kyle the benefit of the doubt. Like, in terms of, like, are you really feeling this, like, worked up over this? Or are you, like, cooking this up?
I think I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt because, like, her child doesn't seem to want to socialize at all. And that could be really, I guess, probably scary for a parent.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, there's also no opportunities for the kid to socialize.
Yeah.
But, like, I'll give her the Benny.
Yeah, I'll give her the Benny for sure. Kathy doesn't really want to give her the Benny. We also got over at Erica's shed.
Yeah, her she shed.
Her she shed. It was Crystal and who was the other player?
Rena.
Rena.
Right?
Yes. Usually Rena's like usually close by when it comes to Erica Jane.
Mm-hmm.
We're popping bottles.
It definitely was because they were talking about the finances and Rena was talking about how she knows.
Yes.
That her and Hamlin have their joint accounts and they have their separate accounts. And then the surprising thing was Crystal, like, not knowing her family's financial situation.
Crystal. That's bad.
It's bad.
I mean, you know, while the going's good, it's good. But, like, you need to know, like... like, what's crazy to me is, like, I want to know, like, all the checking account. Like, let's say you get hit by a car and I need to go to the bank. Do I even know the fucking bank account number? Like, don't you?
Right.
Like, what are you doing, girl?
It truly is wild because, like, other than that, she seems really smart.
Yeah. I hope this is, like, not exactly a wake up call, but, like, oh, like, let me give a second thought to this.
Yeah, so a wake-up call.
Yeah. Even during the confessional, it seemed like she was like kind of acknowledging, like, oh, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, we're still on the sympathy train with Erica Jane.
Just Erica, like, keeping up this lifestyle of hers, like, with, like, the champagne and, like, all of this, like, what are you doing?
Like, I wonder what percentage of the audience is watching this and being like, oh, wow, like, she really, like, she's downgraded. And, like, everyone's talking about the place like it's, like, this little hole that, like, poor Erica. Like, oh, my God, she has it. But, like, it's $9,500 a month. Like,
she was living next to Army Hammer during this time.
I think you could probably get something in filming range of the show for less than $9,500 a month.
Or, like, go ask Kyle to stay at her house or Rena or something. We've done that storyline in New York.
Check up with Sutton. Although.
Exactly.
Although and they're not gonna stay best buds for long.
I know.
Okay, yeah. Speaking of Sutton, Rena's getting a lot of screen time this episode.
I know. Rena's going over to Sutton's place.
Well, I guess that's like one of the people who did not have COVID. Like, maybe she could stretch her wings.
Do a little more work. Yeah,
yeah. 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 But going over to Sutton's and, like, what a shock to meet a daughter.
Yeah. The daughter who wasn't on last season, though, obviously filmed for last season. So we got flashbacks, which was fun.
I wonder about that, too, in terms of, like, okay, she filmed, but she was a minor. So that's why they couldn't use it. Because the dad didn't get
the story. The story was Sutton was originally supposed to be a housewife last year. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah. I think like maybe the husband decided last minute.
Yes.
So then they had to cut shit. Yeah.
Yes.
That's what happened.
Yeah,
yeah. And now that she, but now that she's an adult, we could use whatever.
Yeah. The wildest thing to me is like they're talking about setting up a play date for the daughter and
Amelia Bell,
Delilah Bell, Delilah Taco Bell? Bell,
Delilah Taco Bell. Yeah.
Amelia Gray.
Amelia Gray is the one dating Scott Disick. Delilah Taco Bell is the one dating the hot Love Island guy.
Either way, it's like the Hamlin daughters are like Hollywood 19.
Yes.
And Sutton's daughter is like normal 19.
A little church mouse.
Yeah, but like it's like somebody I'd be friends with.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, nice to meet you. Yeah, she's like a normal person. But it was funny watching her like Kiki with the gals.
I know.
Like, she's sitting there during the Erica Jane conversation and everything.
So weird.
Sutton is waiting to hear all the facts before we get
good.
Before we make a decision, right?
Good.
When Sutton's good. Like, oh my God, it's even in Fox News. I was like, Sutton, please, girl.
I'm hoping she just Googled and Fox News was the first like outlet that came up.
Yeah. Okay. We have, and then speaking of Rena, more Rena scenes, her bumbling around the garage.
That was a fun scene.
It was actually fun. And I, like, for me, Rena family scenes could be hit or miss, but like this one was fun.
That was fun, but I also was thinking about it and she like alluded to it. I was thinking like, you're showing off all this vintage, like Versace, like Gucci, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's just in like your garage. It's like, have you heard of Kim Kardashian being robbed in Paris? It's like,
yeah,
come on.
The bling ring. Yeah. Yeah, but well, she said in the confessional, this it's all padlocked up, baby.
Okay, but padlock.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah. But then I think this takes us to the moment, which is Erica and Kyle going for a walk, but not getting very far.
And the streakiest tears I ever did see.
She went to the Lauren Conrad School of Crying. She was ready, baby.
You know, in at the end of All Stars 2 Drag Race, when Alaska wins and then she like makes a point to like smear her makeup down her face
yeah,
to make it look like she's crying.
Yeah.
It was very that to me.
Yeah. Okay. So I think we're both on the same page of like these crocodile tears. Is that what they're called? Crocodile tears?
Is the idea behind that like crocodiles will like try to cry at you to make you hug and
then
they're
gonna bite you? maybe. But like, okay, here's the thing. Let's get our story straight. Is Tom Girardi melting like a candle or is he this criminal mastermind? Like, which one is it?
I know. It's so stupid.
And then she's admitting that she's been clued into lawsuits for years with her name on it.
But he said, oh, don't worry about that. It's bullshit.
Yeah. Okay, here's the thing. If I am being sued with my name on it, I might want to like read the lawsuit. Like, know what is being alleged.
But what if Alex said, don't worry, it's bullshit.
Okay, Alex. wow. It's just, and like, okay, you know, we get a lot of like, oh, he's such a terrible man. Da, 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 da. And how she was like putting on this whole show for the outside, but the inside, I gotta say the confessionals are wild. Like there's parts where I'm like, oh, these are acting scenes. And then there's parts where it seems like she's like having a mental breakdown.
She's probably having a mental breakdown because like
the pressure of it all.
Yeah. The pressure of it.
Yeah,
all.
For sure. But just watching both, I think both of those things are true. You know, like she's continuing to do the show, number one, for a paycheck, but I think also number two, to like put a version
of her story out
there. Yes, exactly. So yeah. And then also for Kyle to be the scene partner, who's like the most fragile person on the planet, was kind of the perfect combination as well.
I know. I just like, the deeper this goes, I'm like, who's going to be the first to jump ship?
And well, it looks like it's Sutton.
Yeah. But like, even to this day, do we know? I don't know. I haven't checked their relationship on social.
I feel like a lot of the gals gave Erica Jane a birthday tribute post for her 50th.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't recall Sutton being one of them.
Wow.
But a lot of the gals to this day
mm-hmm.
are sticking by their Fox Force 5.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, to be continued. And then, like, we're going to La Quinta next week.
That's where, like, Bachelorette was filmed during pandemic, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah, so this is that home that we have been to several times before with Kyle.
Oh, is it the home?
Yeah. Because
I think there's also a resort called La Quinta.
I thought, like, that is the neighborhood.
Maybe it's like, maybe, okay, yeah, maybe there's like a resort that has like a neighborhood.
Yeah, because didn't the interior shots feel like that home where like, remember when like Kim came over that one time and then they also had that party
there?
Yeah,
but everything in like Southern California feels like that.
Yeah, that's true, that's true. Wow, can't wait to tune in soon, but let's get to our Freak of the Week and the One True Queen. Our Freak of the Week this week is the Wyndham Burks, Bronwyn and Sean, for continuing the publicity tour.
It's like, turn on Daily Mail and they're all you see.
So they made the official announcement that they are separating, not yet divorcing though, but they will be living separate. Bronwyn is hightailing it out of mainland North America to Hawaii mm-hmm. with the children in tow, which is wild to me.
Is Fernanda going?
And I think she is, as girlfriend to the show.
Okay. That it's just like, I'm sick of, so I've been looking at Daily Mail, not because I want to support Daily Mail yes. because they're trash, but because I want to see the first photos of Heather Dubrow and Shannon Bedore filming together.
Oh my, well, Daily Mail cover that?
Well, they're covering the fucking Wyndham Burks at every turn. So okay, it's like, okay, okay. Give me something else from OC.
Sure, sure. Yeah. I just got to say, like, I would think with 25 children, to pick up and go somewhere, it's got to be like a challenge.
it's a lot of money, but they appear to have a lot of money.
Where is the money coming from? And Sean,
I have no idea.
And Sean's just like footing the bill for this Hawaii trip. I'd be like, can you just chill the fuck out and like move like like the town over or something?
Right. Who knows? She can't be tamed.
Wow. Okay. Our one true queen, part of obviously the greater ensemble of Potomac, but one Candace Dillard. You know, she is, while doing her MBA program, kicking off this music career with a new single, Drive Back, on Spotify now. As you are listening to this episode, the video has premiered, which was teased on her Instagram, which I could already tell I'm going to pre-stan right now. And I'm just proud of her for like releasing music that sounds like real music and not a housewife's like Feeling Giovanni.
I know. And I know you posted a screenshot of me like listening to it on Spotify, but I swear to God, I must have clicked that in my sleep. When you sent it or something like that, because I don't remember listening to the song.
Well, you better go friggin' Run, Don't Walk, stream Drive Back. I'm just happy for her.
Happy for Candace. Good job, girl.
Good job.
And I will say, finally verified on Twitter.
What a week she is having. Wow.
What a week.
Okay, what a week we are having. Like we mentioned before, head over to comethroughqueen.com. for a link to our Patreon where you have our pre-show. We're talking about Brendan's birthday week. What a week you're having, baby.
What a week I'm having, traveling the seven seas.
I know. I'm not sure if you guys noticed. He's not even recording from New York. If you could tell from the sound, he is over in Maryland right now.
I mentioned it when we were talking about Petunia.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. And then besides our pre-show, we have a bonus episode ranking the Beverly Hills Housewives. What a time to be ranking them while they are having such a stellar season right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all things Come Through Queen, go to comethroughqueen.com. But like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love us, please retweet.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
See ya. Come through, Queen.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.